This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. So Gwyneth is with us, and we've been talking about Harry's new venture. It looks like he landed a job. Now, is it based on his qualifications? Is it based on his management experience? Well, he doesn't have any. He has no management experience. And this is what Rich Sheban talks about. Like every time he's on the air, he talks about how if you are part of, you know, the royalty, or if you're part of a family, and you seem to get a job based on your relations. And it looks like Harry got this job not based on his expertise in management or administration or engineering or innovation or proven results. It's because of his name and where he was born, you know, where he was born and who his mother was. So he's probably one of the few people on this planet who can trade by his first name. A lot of people know who Harry is, but he's got this alleged job. The company is valued after the latest round of fundraising, $125 million in fundraising. $125 million in fundraising. Isn't that interesting? They got some money from venture capital, about $300 million total so far. And they have yet to report any results. So that's why I say this seems like they're selling hot air. They want you to feel good. And they're going to, they go to companies and they say, we can have your employees feel better. Well, let me give you a prescription to feel better. And it's not going to cost you anything. It won't cost you the $360 tune-up fee per year. It won't cost you the over $3,000 fee for, you know, your coaching and counseling that they charge per person. But let me give you a recommendation, a prescription for feeling better. Okay. You can feel better if you get rid of those parasites that hang around you. So if you have some friends who are your friends because they want things from you, if you get rid of them, you'll feel better. Next thing, don't do stupid things. You'll feel better. Drugs. So if you don't do drugs, you'll feel better. If you don't chase parked cars, you'll feel better. If you don't run into fire hydrants, you'll feel better. So don't do stupid things. Eat well. That's number three. Eat well. So my mom used to say, you are what you eat. Number four, turn your hobby into a business. So if you like doing something, whatever it is, if you like making flies for fishing, turn it into a business. And there's a guy who did that. And you all have heard about him. He is the wealthiest guy in the corrupt state of Missouri. And he used to work at his dad's, as I've learned this, reportedly, he worked at his dad's liquor store. And he used to like making flies for fishing. And he started selling them. And what's the business now? It's called Bass Pro. So you can turn your hobby into your business. Now he's the wealthiest guy in the state of Missouri. And don't marry the wrong person. Those are five recommendations for happiness. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would agree. I would say my that would be about the sum of it. I would say, you know, find something that you really, really enjoy doing. Find some purpose in your life, something that you can do for a living that, you know, doesn't just give you a sense of purpose, but actually has a sense of purpose. Okay? So it might be planting a fruit orchard. That's something that has purpose. Learning how to be a chicken farmer or a cattle farmer or some other type of farmer, a sheep farmer. They've all got a special set of skills associated with them. This is it. What Prince Harry is, from what I can gather from that news article in the Daily Mail, from reading it, it seems like his job is to be a publicist for a company that says, where he says, gee, this company is so wonderful, they will make you feel so much better, and you need to go out and spend all this money on hiring this company every year so that they can go and make your employees feel better. When the function that these companies perform is not something like planting a fruit orchard to feed millions of people, you know, or even hundreds of people or even dozens of people, you know. They do things, Chevron does things like goes and poisons whole water catchments, okay? And I have the lowest opinion in the whole universe of anyone who would ever do something as insane as go and inject chemicals into a water table to poison it. That just makes me really, really, really angry. And they say, oh, yeah, but we're getting gas out of it. I'm talking, of course, about gas fracking. Okay? Maybe if the employees of Chevron did not go poisoning water catchments all over the world through gas fracking, maybe their employees would not spend their entire lives feeling like pieces of dirt. That is my advice. You know, they probably won't listen to me because my advice, if they take it, is going to involve them losing money on, you know, the money that they've invested in all of this gas fracking equipment and technology. They're going to lose money if they follow my advice, but their consciences will leave them alone. Now, regular oil drilling, I would say that's probably not so harmful. And we kind of rely on oil for just about everything in this whole world. So, but apparently there's the supply of oil in this world is kind of running a bit low. And, you know, so this is it. You've got to take that into account. But that's an example. Using Chevron as an example, how you feel good is you don't go destroying stuff, okay? You build up your own estate, okay? And I would say, yeah, marry the right person. I gave that piece of advice to my son Theo and my other son many, many years ago. I said, listen, find the right girl and stick with her. And that's my advice to everybody in this whole world. That's the recipe for happiness is find a happy spouse. And find a spouse that you are compatible with, okay? And marry them and stay faithful to them. That's it. That's what you do. So more or less what I'm saying and what you're saying, Vincent, we agree. And if you are, for instance, a fact checker on Facebook, okay, where you go through everybody's Facebook posts, and if you find something that you don't agree with that raises your hackles and makes you go, ree, as a blue-haired feminist, you know, and then you go and you put a strike, or you go and you just delete the post, or you block their account or something like that. Expect to feel like a piece of dirt at the end of the day. You're going to feel like a piece of dirt at the end of the day. And no amount of psychological head-patting is going to provide any long-term solutions for that. What's going to provide long-term solutions for you feeling like a piece of dirt when you work at Facebook, monitoring, moderating, fact-checking, what's the other word? Curating people. These are all words that they're using at Facebook to describe people's posts. Or when you're working at LinkedIn and you're maybe controlling what career opportunities somebody has based on their profile, meaning is what color is their skin, you know, what gender are they, what, you know, what religion are they, what are their political views, who did they vote for, etc. And if you get one set of people that you give all the opportunities to at LinkedIn because they have the right, in quotation marks, the right profile, which means left-leaning, brown-skinned, you know, female, maybe their gender is, they don't know what gender they are, so they put unknown, or they identify as an Apache helicopter maybe. You're going to feel like a piece of dirt at the end of the day. Your conscience is going to bother you. And if you are not aware, you're not necessarily going to realize why that is. You're just going to get to the end of the day, you're going to have a completely yuck feeling on the inside of you. You're going to go home, you're going to shout at your wife or your girlfriend. You know, you're going to shout at the guy next to you in traffic. You know, because you've been destroying people's lives all day long. And your spirit man on the inside doesn't want to do that. Your spirit man on the inside wants to make a beautiful, happy, positive world, not just a beautiful, happy, positive you. It's no good doing yoga for 5 hours a day to feel good so that you can then go to your corporate job and wreak destruction on the world in at some level, whether that's poisoning oil wells or being, you know, an employee at the Ministry of Truth, 1984 Facebook, Fashbook, as I used to call them, or whether it's limiting people's career opportunities at LinkedIn. These are just three examples that he meant, that the Daily Mail mentioned in their article, that, you know, that these were companies that this startup BetterUp is going to work for, these three companies and others. If they just stopped all their satanic carry on, then they wouldn't have any need to hire a bunch of psychologists to work with them to make their employees feel better. Because their employees would feel great. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just a couple quick comments. So, class, we are back on YouTube. The probationary period is over, and the Ron Gibson channel is back on YouTube. So if you want to find us there, you can find us there. Of course, we can find us on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive, LIVE.com. There are archives right there. You can go to BitChute, and you can look up the Ron Gibson channel. You go to BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. .com, and you can look up USA Space Preparers, and you'll find us there. Same thing with YouTube, and we're all over the internet. And thank you, Ron Gibson. And we caused it. We caused the 2-week suspension. USA Preparers caused it, and I apologize for what was said on USA Preparers that got us banned. And it wasn't profanity. It wasn't. It was describing articles in the public domain, and that's what did it. And so there's certain things that you can't talk about, and I really don't have a problem with YouTube saying that, hey, y'all, if you want to be on our site, there's certain things you can say, certain things you can't say, and if they tell us what they are, if that's what they want to do, that's their prerogative. Okay, just like I don't want people dumping their trash on my front lawn. It's our property, and we don't want that. So, you know, we can write those rules, and they can write their rules. So I respect them for that. I don't necessarily agree, but, you know, they are in the business of making a profit. That's what they do. And they've got they command a pretty large audience. That being said, you can find us back on YouTube. Thank you very much for making that happen. And thank you, Ron Gibson. Gwyneth, you mentioned hydraulic fracturing of the earth. I have a problem with it. I've heard some stupid people say that, oh, I don't have a problem with that. It's okay. You know, we're getting gas. We're getting oil. Good. Let's just beat up the earth. There's no escape. We wreck this planet. There's no getting off. Okay? At least in your lifetime, class. So fracking is a bad thing. Now, think about this. Corporations can beat up the earth. They can put hydraulic fluid, water, and chemicals in the earth and set off an explosion and crack the earth underneath and damage the aquifers, the water supply. Let's say you did something really simple. And I'm not recommending this. I'm just trying to draw an analogy. Let's say you called a press conference and you said, I got this quart of oil. And it's a sealed quart. And I'm going to go down to 4th and Vine, and I'm going to pour this quart of oil down the storm drain. And I'd like to watch, have the media come and video this and put it on the news. Do you think that you won't be arrested for pouring a quart of oil down the storm drain? Do you think you would? Or do you think everything would be okay? People say, that's really cool. What? See that guy? He just poured oil down the storm drain. That's something, isn't it? I think you'd be arrested for polluting, destroying the environment. And you'd be spending the next, I don't know, couple months in the clink. For careless and reckless behavior, dangerous behavior. But corporations can get away with doing way more than that. They can do it with dynamite, C4, plastic explosives, and chemicals. That is hydraulic fracking. Those are the two comments that I wanted to make. Gwyneth, any comments about what I just said?
Yeah, what if you put that, oil down the storm drain and then set a match to it? That's basically what they're doing with hydraulic fracking, is they're pouring all these chemicals down, they're drilling a hole down into the aquifer, you know, which is water that has been stored by God in the heart of the earth for people to use for their benefit, for absolutely to make death bloom, okay? And it comes from up in mountains, hundreds or sometimes thousands of kilometers, thousands of miles away, sometimes hundreds of miles away. The water soaks down into the water table, which is what I was talking about in miniature earlier, and flows down. Sometimes it takes thousands of years to flow down into the aquifer. And then you can drill a hole down into the aquifer, and it will often come up under its own pressure. That's called an artesian well. What you're doing is you're capping off that artesian well. You're pouring poison down it, and then you're setting a match to it. That's basically what you're doing in hydraulic fracking. If you and I did that arrest, we'd be arrested.
You know, health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Jury selection is complete in the high-profile murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It took about 2 weeks to pick the jury to hear the case involving George Floyd. Opening statements are scheduled to begin on Monday. The Department of Justice has asked the Office of Professional Responsibility to review federal prosecutor Michael Sherwin's comments that sedition charges are likely in the criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. His comments to CBS 60 Minutes were the subject of an emergency meeting called by District Judge Amit Mehta on Tuesday. He said those kinds of statements in the media have the potential of affecting the jury pool. The CDC selected Walmart and Sam's Club to help administer COVID-19 vaccines in communities across the United States. With 5,000-plus pharmacy locations, the company can administer the vaccine in hard-to-reach parts of the country. Veteran actor George Segal, who was nominated for an Oscar in 1966's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, died on Tuesday. He was 87. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Food City Dirt Race marks the 121st Cup Race hosted by Bristol Motor Speedway in the series history. Sunday's race will be the first Cup Race in history hosted at the Last Great Coliseum. The last Cup Race on dirt was in 1970 at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, North Carolina, where Richard Petty won. Driver Martin Truex Jr. was asked by Motor Racing Network if he's looking forward to the challenge of racing on dirt at Bristol.
You know, I thought that James and I talked about maybe trying to get in a modified or something at Bristol, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just felt like it was going to be so different than running, you know, a truck or a cup car. You know, I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different. So, you know, we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at the field, there's, you know, a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience and are, you know, very talented, obviously, on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
Sunday's race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. George Segal, the prolific actor with a career that spanned more than 6 decades, has died at the age of 87, his wife said Tuesday. Sony Pictures Television released a statement upon Segal's passing, stating, "We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of George Segal. He was a true icon and legend in this business and an integral part of our Sony family." End quote. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fox 8. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you got
me...
For
2 seconds, don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, in this article on dailymail.co.uk, Harry has a statement about why he's joining Better Up. I'm going to read this. This is a quote. And I take exception to what he had to say. It exhibits laziness, just like his facial hair exhibits laziness. It says, quote, "First of all, I'm really excited to be joining the Better Up team and community. Thanks for having me," end quote. Now, there's more to it. But problem that I have with this is thanks. Thanks for having me. So this guy joins, allegedly, a company bigger than $1 billion, and he says, thanks. He allegedly was born into royalty and probably attended the finest schools, but he doesn't know how to use the words thank you. Thanks. That's a shortcut. It's laziness. It's like wearing shoes that don't have laces because it's too hard to tie your shoes. I was taught when I was back in the 70s that when you apply for a job, you wear shoes that have laces. Because if you wear loafers, that is an indicator of laziness. And a person who is lazy, who exhibits laziness by not even being able to tie his own shoes or wanting to, would be a lazy employee. That's what I was taught. So my sneakers are not slip-on. They actually have laces. And you tie them up. And my boots have laces. And you tie them up. I don't have slip-on shoes. I don't wear flip-flops. So that's just a comment about thanks. To me, that is an indicator of laziness. And I don't appreciate it when people say thanks. And so when I write an email, Gwyneth, have you ever seen an email from me that said thanks, or do they say thank you?
No, they say thank you.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that feels good. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually when I finish up my emails, you know, one thing that really kind of, I was raised in the 1980s doing my, you know, public training camp education during the 1980s and 1990s. And we were taught how to write letters. And we, you know, the world has changed. But back in the day, you started a letter, dear blah, 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 whatever the name was. And then at the end of it, depending on how well you knew the person, you wrote yours faithfully if you knew the person well, or yours sincerely if you knew the person less well. Or maybe regards, maybe, but that was considered extremely informal. Now these days I've had to fit in with culture. Nobody writes letters and starts them dear anymore. So, but normally at the top of an email, even if it's a short one, sometimes I don't. But that's not very common. Even a short email, I normally write the person's name at the top, and then I write my message, and then at the bottom something like, God bless, I'll speak with you soon. Isn't that right, Vincent?
Well, let me read it. I've got an email, the latest one that you sent me, and it says, Vincent. And what this is about, class, is I thought it'd be fun to talk about, you know, Harry and his new job. So I said, I sent an email to Gwyneth. I only had a couple seconds to send it, so it was really quick. And what I got back was, Vincent, comma, I'd love to discuss this. And you go on to say, talk about a couple other things, and you say, in closing, God bless you, Vincent, comma, I'll speak with you soon, dot, 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 Gwyneth. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what you
do. That's my normal form for writing an email. Because I have had to, nobody writes, but I wish they did. If everybody was still starting their letters with, Dear Vincent, and then, Yours sincerely, or Yours faithfully, then I would do that. But the whole world has become less formal.
Right.
And, you know, that's, I've had to adjust my writing to that because, but when I get emails where I'm not addressed in the email, and it's just a few lines. It's like a sticky note that you put on your fridge, you know, or it's like a note that somebody might hand to you in passing, you know, because when I was learning how to write letters, email didn't exist. And when you wrote a letter, you wrote it out on a piece of paper, or you, if you had a typewriter, then you typed it. And then, or if you were really sophisticated, you had a word processor, and then you would print it out on your printer. That was considered highly sophisticated. Nobody had word, just about nobody had word processors when I was going through the stage of going through high school and knowing how to. And I really wish I'd learned how to type. That's one great regret, is I still do a very advanced hen-pecking method rather than typing. But, you know, I go through and I read the email generally, and I check for typos. And I check for if it makes sense, if the grammar is good, if the sentence structure is good, and if I've included images, if the image placement is correct. And because of that, usually, this is even on short emails I do this, and usually because of that, my emails are well structured. And I hardly ever write actual physical letters these days. And maybe I should, but the thing is I live out in the middle of nowhere and getting to the post office is a little bit of an obstacle. So, you know, I would be waiting weeks for a reply and if the person did reply at all, because, yeah, what, you know, nobody uses the postal system for communications anymore. They use it for sending bills and sending junk. That's just how it is. And for government communications, that's just how it is. And for sending and receiving packages is the other thing that people use the postal system for. Very few people use the postal system for writing letters anymore. They use email. And like I say, you've got to adjust to this change of technology, and it certainly is more convenient. But I think that, you know, this is a microcosm of a bigger problem. People have forgotten how to write proper emails. People have forgotten how to write proper letters that start with addressing the person that you communicating with. You write the body of the communication. If it's a long email, you might write the purpose in the first paragraph and then go into details and then have a conclusion at the end. And if you look carefully at my emails, especially the longer ones, and some of them can be 2,000 words for an email. Isn't that right, Vincent?
That's absolutely right. You're right.
And then you have, at the end, you have your salutation, which is like the yours faithfully, yours sincerely, God bless, I'll speak with you soon, you know. And then you sign off. You sign your name. People apparently think that, you know, they can write an email and not have their name at the bottom of it. Now, they think, oh, well, they know my email address. They know it's me. Yeah, but it's manners. It's etiquette to conclude your salutation with your name. It's like if you're doing a beautiful work of art. I mentioned this last week. You do a beautiful work of art. You're proud of it. You put your signature in the bottom corner, because you want to say, this is me, this is something that I have created, this is a part, and it really is a part of who you are. When you write a communication, that is a part of who you are. you know. Or if you write a book or if you're drawing art or anything like this. But I don't think that Harry could draw anything if he wanted to. This is it. Getting back to Harry and Meghan. Meghan knows how to pose for photographs. How's that? That's amazing. That's actually an art in itself. And I've done that, not in a professional basis, but I have, posed for not unclad photography, but photography for, to just display, for instance, I had my photo taken about 12 months ago with my cards because I was thinking of getting more card reading work and I needed a professional photo taken with my deck of cards. And so I did myself up in a costume with a scarf, with my hair done, and I sat there with my cards and I laid them out in a replica of a very, very famous photo of a woman by the name of Pamela Coleman Smith, who was the artist who did the artwork on the Rider-Waite tarot deck. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could replicate that pose? And so I did that. That is an art form. Being a photographic model is an art form. But, that's something that Meghan can do, and apparently she's good at it. But I don't think that she wants to do that now that she's supposed to be a duchess. You know, I don't think that she's so willing to engage in that line of work anymore. This is it. Oh, my gosh. He has to do something for a living. What's he going to do? But, maybe he could take up some cause like keeping Berkshire pigs alive. Maybe he could go and make good relationships with his supposed father with his project of keeping the Berkshire pig breed alive.
Right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about etiquette. And, you know, lately people call here and, you know, I'd say hello and they go right into what they want, you know, demands. And so I don't answer the phone with hello very often anymore. So what I do now is I've got a few, you know, a few phrases, a paragraph that I just start off with. And my latest one is, I just answer the phone. Instead of saying hello, I say, thank you for calling me back. Hey, Jerry was there twice, and they're thriving. We've never seen roaches that are resistant to DuraKill 21. So we sent them off to the lab, and they called the EPA. So I guess you can expect a visit from the EPA this afternoon.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Another one is, thank you for calling me back. We deposited the check twice and it's bounced again. So do you want me to tear it up, send it back, or put it with the others? So.
Yeah. Hey, I thought of some things that Harry could do for a living.
Okay.
But it would involve him reconciling with his family, his supposed family, okay? He could learn to be an auto mechanic. He could go and have a talk to Grandma, and Grandma could teach him how to be an auto mechanic.
Yeah, but first he has that desire.
Grandma's pretty old, but I'm sure she still knows how to put a Land Rover together.
Mm-hmm. Gwyneth, one of the things we're going to talk about was the Washington State Initiative 522 of 2012, and you want to take a couple minutes to talk about that? What happened? This was simply that the people of Washington wanted to require labeling of their food, so they wanted to know if genetically engineered food was part of the package, the jar, the bag, whatever it was, they wanted to know. So they had this initiative called I-522, and it was 2012. So here's what happened. It was defeated. Why was it defeated? Well, according to a website called GMAR, It's the grocery, I'll just say it this way, Grocery Manufacturers Association releases secret donor list. So, as previously reported, the Grocery Manufacturers Association got caught red-handed violating Washington State fair election laws by running a money laundering slush fund designed to conceal the identities of food companies giving money to block, meaning prevent, Initiative 522, which would be the labeling of what's in your food. So who were these companies that did this illegal activity? Well, Abbott Nutrition. This is according to, let's see, OMSJ.org. Okay? Abbott Nutrition, Bimbo Bakeries, Bruce Foods, Bumblebee Foods, Bush Brothers, Campbell Soup, Cargill, Clorox, because they own Burt's Bees, the Coca-Cola owner of Odwella, ConAgra Foods, Dean Foods, Del Monte, General Mills, Hershey, Hormel, the J.M. Smucker Company, Kellogg, Land O'Lakes, McCormick, that'd be the spice people, Mondelez, that would be Nabisco Biscuits, Ritz Crackers, Ocean Spray, Pepsi, Pinnacle, Rich, and others. Sunny Delight, Welsh Foods. So, you need to read this article, class, but allegedly there was some money laundering to prevent you and us from learning who was trying to block the labeling of what's in our food. Gwyneth?
I'm glad that you brought that up. I'd completely forgotten about it. This is absolutely heinous. This is disgusting. Meanwhile, I can't make jam in my farmhouse kitchen and put it on the gate to sell because I will be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars if I do. And meanwhile, my jam contains sugar. It contains fruit pulp that's grown without herbicides on the farm. The sugar at the moment, unfortunately, is not organic sugar. But we're working on that. I'm working on getting some sugar cane growing. And when it is, then I will have organic jam, which is nice. But I would not be able to put even one jar of jam at my farm gate to sell, because otherwise the health department would be on me like a ton of bricks because I don't have a commercial kitchen. There's nothing wrong with my jam. I've been eating it for years. My children have been eating it for their entire lives. And, you know, it's delicious, it's nutritious, it's wonderful, it's the best jam out there. But I would not be able to sell even one jar of my excellent jam at my farm gate.
Yeah, same thing with our grass-fed cows. Same thing with our grass-fed cows.
Yeah.
We can't package meat and sell it without the government approval. So where did this article come from? Secret list of food companies funding GMO labeling opposition slush fund revealed after illegal activities of GMA exposed. Naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com. And the article was October 18th, 2013. So if you think the elections are fair, really? Who would want to stop that legend?
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately?
If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.